The Adventures of Bruno and Annalie, Orchard Friends. One sunny morning, Annalie and Bruno decided to visit the big orchard in their village. The orchard was a magical place full of trees loaded with colorful fruits, but when they arrived, it appeared unusually quiet and empty. Just as Annalie was about to suggest they head back home, there was a rustling sound from the top of a large, old tree. Suddenly, Theo the Raven appeared with his shiny black feathers. "Well, hello there, little adventurers," called Theo cheerfully. "What brings you to my colorful orchard?" Annalie and Bruno greeted Theo and replied together, "We want to find out what our favorite fruit is." "Oh, that sounds like an exciting mission," exclaimed Theo. "Take a look around the orchard. Maybe you'll find your answer by trying all the fruits." As the children set off on their adventure, the first tree they came to was a big apple tree. Camillo the Frog was happily hopping around there. "Hey, you two, try one of these crunchy apples," croaked Camillo while doing a triple somersault. "Apples are fun and fresh, just like me," he added. Annalie and Bruno laughed and tried an apple. "Delicious," they both shouted before moving on. The next tree they reached was a cherry tree. Franz the Hedgehog was waiting there with a bit of cherry juice stuck to his quills. "Cherries are the best," cried Franz as he playfully spit a cherry pit over the fence. "Sweet and strong, just like cherries should be. Just like me," he added happily. Annalie and Bruno nibbled on a few cherries and found them to be delightful. They continued on to a magnificent pear tree, where Dora the cat was taking a nap. "Hello, children," she purred when she opened her eyes. "Try a juicy pear. Nothing beats the soft, sweet taste of a pear." Annalie and Bruno took a bite and were enchanted by the pear's flavor. Next, they came to a tree full of ripe plums. Holly the Mouse eagerly greeted them. "Plums are obviously the best," she declared, while quickly picking some and deftly juggling them in her little paws. The children each tried a juicy plum and hummed with their eyes closed. "Mmm, this is really yummy." At the end of their walk, the four animals lined up and called out together, "And what's your favorite fruit now?" Annalie and Bruno looked at each other and scratched their heads thoughtfully. They were unsure because they liked all the fruits and didn't want to disappoint any of the animals. Then Theo the Raven fluttered over with a brilliant idea. In his beak, he held a basket with a fresh fruit pie. "Here's the solution," Theo announced proudly. "This pie combines apples, pears, cherries, and plums." The children and all the animals gathered around the pie and each tried a piece. "It's perfect," cheered Annalie and Bruno. Everyone agreed. The fruit pie was the most delicious thing they had ever eaten, and no one had to choose just one fruit. Happy and full, they spent the rest of the afternoon together, promising to come back soon, because many more adventures were waiting for them in the orchard. And for you too. So go ahead and play and create your very own stories from the orchard.